Gokul, Sri Dham, they are also as beautiful as Krishna. Because the Dham are not different from Krishna. They are all non-different. And those who are fortunate enough to have that vision, transcendental vision, they can see it. Otherwise, nobody can see it. Yes.
How can we hear that Krishna's Dham and his form and pastimes are attracting all living entities in the three worlds?
Yes.
We find in this material world that not so many people appear like they're attracted.
In the material world? Yes.
We're covered over by so many, so much, covered over by Maya so much.
Yes.
That we're not attracted.
We are not attracted, yes. Those who are covered up by Maya, they have forgotten their own identity. So they are not attracted towards Krishna. They are attracted towards Maya.
Why is that saying three worlds?
Three worlds, I say. What? Golok Vrindavan, then Mathura Dwaraka, and then Parabrahma. You understand? Vaikuntha. These three worlds.
So it's not at all upper, middle, and lower planetary systems.
Also, Krishna is so beautiful that this material world, the inhabitants of the material world, also attracted. Those who have that vision, but those who are covered up by Maya, they have no such vision. How they can see that extraordinary beauty and how can they be attracted? When they develop that vision, they will be naturally attracted. You understand?
Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda Ki Mahārāj Ki, Jai Śrīla Gurudev Ki, Jai Samaveda Bhakta Ki, Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Ki, Jai Bhavatu Hari Guru.
Shri Krishna Govinda Ji. Wow.
Taking pleasure, isn't it? Giving me this pleasure, if he gets pleasure, that this pleasure is my best pleasure. Isn't it? More diya dukkha tar paise di sukha. Sei dukkha mor sukha garu. Radharani said, yes, he is to be pleased, that's all right. Let him be pleased. Let me suffer, let me be distressed, and let him be pleased. Three gods, wait, very difficult to understand. So, isn't it? Yes, crooked fellow. Chintamani prakarasadnasu kalpa dukkha lakshabhutesu suravhiravipalayantam lakmi sahasrasam samramashibhyamanam govindam adipurusam tamam bhajami. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. I worship Govinda, the primal lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows, yielding all desires, in abodes filled with spiritual gems and
surrounded by millions of purposefulness. Her great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. This is a verse from Brahma Sangita. This description of the abode of Krishna gives us definite information of the transcendental place where not only life eternal, blissful and full of knowledge, but there are ample vegetables, milk, jewels and beautiful homes and gardens tended by lovely damsels who are all goddesses of fortune. Krishna Loka is the topmost planet in the spiritual sky, and below it are innumerable spheres, a description of which can be found in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the beginning of Lord Brahma's self-realization, you are shown a transcendental vision of the Vaikuntha spheres by the grace of Narayana. Later, by the grace of Krishna, you are shown a transcendental vision of Krishna Loka. This transcendental vision is like the reception of television from the moon via a mechanical system for receiving modulated waves, but it is achieved by penance and meditation within oneself. That in Vaikuntha Loka, the material modes of nature, represented by qualities of goodness, passion and ignorance, have no influence. In the material world, the highest qualitative manifestation is goodness, which is characterized by truthfulness, mental equilibrium, cleanliness, control of the senses, simplicity, essential knowledge, faith in God, scientific knowledge, and so on. Nevertheless, all these qualities are mixed with passion and imperfection. But the qualities in Vaikuntha are manifestation of God's internal potency, and therefore they are purely spiritual and transcendental, with no trace of material infection. No material planet, even Satyaloka, is comparable in quality to the spiritual planets, where the five inherent qualities of the material world, namely ignorance, misery, egoism, anger and envy, are completely absent. The creation. Anything we can think of within our experience, including even our own bodies and minds, was created. This process of creation began with the life of Brahma, and the creative principle is prevalent all over the material universe because of the quality of passion. But since the quality of passion is conspicuous by its absence in the Vaikuntha planets, nothing there is created. Everything there is eternally existent. And because there is no mode of ignorance, there is also no question of annihilation or destruction. In the material world, one may try to make everything permanent by developing the above mentioned qualities of goodness. But because goodness in the material world is mixed with the passion and ignorance, nothing here can exist permanently despite all the good plans of the best scientific brains. Therefore, in the material world, we have no experience of eternity, bliss and fullness of knowledge. But in the spiritual world, because of the complete absence of the qualitative moods, everything is eternal, blissful and cognizant. Everything can speak, everything can move, everything can hear, everything can see in fully blessed existence of eternity. The situation being so naturally space and time in the forms of past, present or future have no influence there. In the spiritual sky there is no change because time has no influence. Consequently, the influence of Maya, total external energy, which induces us to become more and more materialistic and forget our relationship with God, is also sent there. We try to make everything permanent by developing the above-mentioned qualities of goodness. But because the goodness in the material world is mixed with passing ignorance, nothing here can exist permanently, despite all good plans of the best scientific brains, evoking from the transcendental body of the Lord. We are all permanently related with Him and equal to Him in quality. The material energy is a covering of the spiritual spark, but in the absence of that material covering, living beings in Vaikuntha Loka are never forgetful of their identities. They are eternally cognizant of their relationship with God in their constitutional position of rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. Because they constantly engage transcendental service of the Lord, it is natural to conclude that their senses are also transcendental. For one cannot serve the Lord with material senses. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha Loka do not possess material senses with which to lord it over material nature. This is a spiritual kingdom, spiritual planet, Vaikuntha Loka. Everything is spiritual there. The inhabitants there, they have spiritual body, transcendental body, and transcendental senses. One cannot serve the Lord with the material senses, because Lord is transcendental, Satchidananda. Unless you will be elevated to that platform, transcendental platform, and possess transcendental body or senses, you can serve the Lord. How can you serve the Lord with the material body or material senses? Those who are engaged in serving the Lord under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, their body, their material body, is transformed into spiritual body. And they possess also spiritual senses. Otherwise they cannot serve Krishna. You understand? So my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada says, he has created Vaikuntha Lokas here. Have you seen those Vaikuntha Lokas? No? Not yet? The step, he has opened, this is Vaikuntha Loka. You understand? The temples opened by Prabhupada are Vaikuntha Lokas. You understand? Because all the inmates or devotees here, they are engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master. So, their mental body, mental senses are transformed into spiritual. You understand? That is also stated. Diksha kale sishya kore atma nivedana, sei kale krishna tare kore atma shoma. At the time of initiation, diksha. The disciple surrenders himself completely at the lotus feet of spiritual master. Meditation. What is this? Diksha kale sishya kore আত্মনিবেদন, সেই কারে কৃষ্ণ তারে করে আত্ম টাইম অফ ইনিশিয়েশন সারেন্ডার হিমসেলফ কমপ্লিটলি দ্য লোটাস ফিট অফ শিষ্য তেহম সাধিমান ত্বং প্রপন্নম, প্রপন্ন মিন্স আই সারেন্ডার, ওয়াই আর ইউ সারেন্ডার, ইউ আর সো ক্রেজি জঙ্গল অ্যানিমাল, ইউ ক্যান্ট সারেন্ডার, গেট আউট হিয়ার, নো প্লেস, ইউ ক্যান নট সারেন্ডার, ইউ ক্যান নট স্টে হিয়ার, ইউ ক্যান নট সার্ভ, হাউ ক্যান ইউ সার্ভ, হাউ ক্যান ইউ সার্ভ, টেল মি, you must surrender, you have to surrender, alive, serve you, beat you, whip, whip you, no, I have whipping rod, I'll whip you, your madness will go out, no madness, no craziness, you understand, this is Vaishnava Sanatana, created by my beloved spiritual master, Prabhupada. You understand? And you are here to serve Lord. That's the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master. You have been initiated. You understand? So by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Chanting and by serving, everything material transformed into spiritual. The body is spiritualized. You understand? But you are so crazy, so rascal. You understand? You had that habit, bad habit. Because you are material, you have material body, material qualities, everything bad, nonsense. Due to that bad habit, that sometimes comes to your wicked mind. It is nothing but the wickedness of your wicked mind. You understand? But that won't do here. Mind it! That is crushed here, and crush it down. Understand? Be careful. This warning. This is Vaishnava plan. Anyhow, you heard from Sukriti, therefore you have come here. You have entered into this Vaishnava fellow. Otherwise, you can't have come here. So, you should act according. You understand? You have seen goldsmith? The goldsmith puts the piece of gold in the fire many times. And then, with his hammer, why? Why does he put the piece of gold into the fire?
Make it fire.
In that gold, there is a mixture of some dirt. You understand? By putting into fire, the dirt will be burned. The pure gold will come out. Similarly, there is some dirt in you. Because you were metal being. You had metal body, metal qualities are also there. You understand? Spiritual master is like a goldsmith. Put it onto fire. Many times fire. Now why all these nasty things will be burned? They are all pure, nice gold. the whole thing come out. You understand? That's spiritual master does. You understand? He puts into fire. That is spiritual master's discipline. Inflicts discipline. Sishyateyam sadhimam tvam prabandham. Voluntarily you have accepted. Not by forcing, not by convincing, not by coaxing, anything else. Voluntarily, the disciples should come and surrender himself or herself. I accept you as my spiritual master. Please accept me as your disciple and inflict discipline on me. So, the discipline should be and must be inflicted upon you. That is, you should be put into fire. The nasty things, the dark should be burned. All the pungent spiritual being will come out, serve Krishna. Otherwise you can't serve Krishna. You understand? Because it is Vaikuntha Loka. This temple, Prabhupada, my Guru Maharaj, created. No material, nothing material will exist here. Can't understand? You are Shishya and Shastra. They derive from one root, that is Shastadhatu. You understand? From Shastadhatu, the word Shishya is derived and the word Shastra is derived. And Gurudev inflict discipline in Sanskrit word Shaswat. Shishya means under discipline. And Gurudev inflicts discipline. You understand? Shasurpa inflict discipline. You understand? Through Shastra. Authority of Shastra. You understand? Discipline of Shastra, discipline of Guru. Then one becomes Shishya, disciple. Otherwise one cannot become disciple. No. No question at all. You understand? So discipline is required. Shasana is required. Guru Karna Dhara, you rascal. Lagatha Parishma. Catch hold of his ear and slap him. Pat, pat. You understand? This is discipline. Complete. Strict discipline. Unless you'll be under strict discipline, how can you be a perfect disciple and serve Krishna? Can't serve. You'll rather serve Maya. You'll be an imposter. You understand? You'll be an imposter. Outwardly posing Vaishnava, Shishya, but an imposter. Serving Maya. Instead of serving Krishna, what is this nonsense? This nonsense will not do. No place here. Be very careful. I warn you. You understand? No nonsense will do. Very strict discipline. Clear then. You understand? Yes. Because it's Vaikuntha Loka. It's not material. So no nonsense can do it. There are qualities in the spiritual world, but they are different from material qualities. Because everything there is eternal, limited and pure. the atmosphere that is self-illuminating, and thus there is no need of a sun, moon, fire, electricity, and so on. One who can reach that abode doesn't come back to the material world with a material body. There is no difference between a face and faithful in the Vaikuntha planets, because of who settled there are freed from the material qualities, and thus Suras and Asuras become equally obedient, loving servitors of the world, of the Lord. One who can reach the abode doesn't come back to the material world, to the material body. You understand? Because he has already, his body has already been transformed into spiritual world. You understand? If by the order of the Lord he comes to this material world, his body will never change. The body is spiritual body. Though it is. You understand? Still is that. One who can reach that abode doesn't come back to the material world with the material body. You understand? Because he has already got spiritual body. Then entering the spiritual planet. You understand? If he comes down here, he will come. Nobody will come down here. Jagatvano nivartante tad dhamo paramam mano. Nobody will return if someone goes there. But if somebody comes here under the order of the Lord, then his body is not material. His body is spiritual. The residents of Vaikuntha have brilliantly black complexions, much more fascinating, attractive than the dull white and black complexions found in the material world. Their bodies, being spiritual, have no equals in the material world. The beauty of a bright cloud when lightning passes on it merely hints at their beauty. Generally, the inhabitants of Vaikuntha dress in yellow clothing. Their bodies are delicate and attractively built, and their eyes are like the petals of lotus flowers. Like Lord Vishnu, the residents of Vaikuntha have four hands, decorated with the conch, wheel, club, and lotus flower. Their chests are beautifully broad and fully decorated with necklaces, a brilliant diamond-like metal surrounded by costly jewels never to be found in material world. The residents of Vaikuntha are always powerful and above them. Some of them are complexions like red coral, cat's eyes, and lotus flowers. And each of them has earrings of costly jewels. On their head, they wear flowery crowns resembling garlands. You see, have you gone there? You have not gone there. So you don't know all this. Neither you are gone, nor you have come from that land. Simply, you are here in material world. But now, by the grace of spiritual master, you are there. The spiritual world Vaikuntha created here by my beloved spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, you are here. And that way too. You understand? Prabhupada comes from Vaikuntha Loka. So he gives this description. Because he knows. Otherwise, how could he give such description? You understand? from here, come from that land. So he gives this blessing. He is bona fide, I've heard it. We must accept. We could hear there are airplanes, but they make no tumultuous sound. Material airplanes are not at all safe. They can fall down and crash at any time. For matter is imperfect in every respect. In the spiritual sky, however, the airplanes are also spiritual. And they are spiritually brilliant and bright. These airplanes do not fly business executives, politicians, or planning commissions, or passengers, nor do they carry cargo or postal bags, for these are all unknown. These planes are for pleasure trips only, and residents of Vaikuntha fly in them with their humanly beautiful fairy-like consorts. Therefore, these airplanes full of residents of Vaikuntha, both male and female, increase the beauty of the spiritual sky. We cannot imagine how beautiful they are, but their beauty may be compared to the clouds in the sky accompanied by silver branches of electric lightning. The spiritual sky of Vaikuntha Loka is always decorated in this way. Appearance of the internal potency of Godhead is always resplendent in the Vaikuntha, where Goddess of Fortune are ever increasingly attached to serving the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead. These goddesses of fortune, accompanied by their friends, always create a festive atmosphere of transcendental mirth. Always singing the glories of the Lord, they are not silent even for a moment. There are unlimited Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual sky, and the ratio of these planets to the material planets in the material sky is 3-1. Thus the poor materialist is busy making political adjustments on a planet that is most insignificant in God's creation. To say nothing of this planet Earth, all the universe, and the innumerable planets throughout the galaxies is comparable to a single mustard seed in a big bag full of mustard seeds. But the poor materialist makes plans to live comfortably here and thus waste his valuable human energy to something that is doomed to frustration. Instead of wasting his time with business speculations, he might have sought the life of plain living and high spiritual thinking and thus saved himself from perpetual materialistic unrest. It's greedy. Always singing the glories of the Lord. They are not silent even for a moment. When they speak through music, singing. You understand? When they walk through dancing. That Vaikuntha planet. You understand? It's full of music and dance. No mind, no sleep. They're always active. They are not silent for a moment. How they are. You cannot imagine. You feel so tired. Maharaj, I'm very tired. I'll take rest. Nobody feels tired. No question of rest. You understand? Always. All of them are asleep. You understand? All there. We cannot. They come from that planet. So he gives us a nice description of that planet. Because we have come from that planet. We're not an inhabitant of this planet, metal planet. You understand? You are an inhabitant of spiritual planet. No, it's such a nice description. From this nice description we can understand and we can have an idea how is the planet, how are the residents. Otherwise we cannot think of it. It's so much. Land, spiritual planet. He was not a resident of this earth planet, matter planet. Simpacho. Se aftala se koile. Tumme jodhi aise tala hoki jodhi. Aka thakko, anu suni ma tamo tuma. Yes?
But if someone from, is from this planet, or not from the spiritual world, and because of hearing and shastra, they're able to describe it as well as Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
In other words, you're saying that this is proof that Prabhupada is coming from the spiritual world.
Huh?
What if someone can argue and say, well, I can speak also so nicely about the spiritual world from hearing here?
Only by hearing he can speak, but he has no practical experience. He cannot give such vivid description as Prabhupada gives. As if Prabhupada has practical experience. He has come from that spiritual planet. By hearing him say something, not so vivid, not so practical, never. Are Govinda, hey! 3, 2, 1. Thus the poor metaphysic is busy making political adjustments on a planet that's most insignificant in God's creation. To say nothing of this planet Earth, the whole universe, the innumerable planets throughout the galaxies is comparable to a single mustard seed in a bag full of mustard seeds. But the poor metal makes plants work comfortably here and thus waste his valuable energy in something that is doomed to frustration. Instead of wasting his time with business speculations, he might have sought the life of plain living and high spiritual thinking and thus saved himself from perpetual materialistic unrest. Transfer himself to planets where he can experience material pleasures much more advanced than those available on Earth. The best plan is to prepare oneself to return to the spiritual sky after leaving the body. However, if one is intent on enjoying material facilities, one can transfer himself to other planets in the material sky by utilizing yogic powers. The playful spaceships of the astronauts are but childish entertainments and are of no use for this purpose. The Ashtanga Yoga system is a materialistic art controlling air by transferring it from the stomach to the navel, from the navel to the heart to the collar bone, and from there to the eyeball. From there to the serif dome, and from there to the desired planet. The velocities of air and light are taken into consideration by the material scientist, but he has no information of the velocity of the mind and intelligence. We have some limited experience of the velocity of the mind, because in a moment we can transfer our mind to places hundreds of thousands of miles away. Intelligence even is even finer. Finer than intelligence is the soul, which is not matter like mind and intelligence, but the spirit or antimatter. The soul is hundreds of thousands of times finer and more powerful than intelligence. We can thus only imagine the velocity of the soul in its traveling from one planet to another. Needless to say, the soul travels by its own strength and not with the help of any kind of material vehicle or wooden bark. Materialist wants to enjoy developed material facility. He can transfer himself to planets where he can experience material pleasures more advanced than those available now. The bestial simulation of eating, sleeping, fearing and sense gratifying has misled modern man into forgetting how powerful a soul he has. We have, as we have already described, the soul is a spiritual spark, many, many times more illuminating, dazzling and powerful than the sun, moon, or electricity. Human life is spoiled when man doesn't realize his real identity with his soul. Lord Chaitanya appeared with Lord Nityananda to save man from this type of misleading situation. Good job. Perhaps our yogis can travel to all planets in the universe. When the vital force is lifted to the cerebellum, there is every chance that this force will burst out from the eyes, nose, ears, etc. As these are planets that are known as the seventh orbit of the vital force. But the yogis can block these poles by complete suspension of air. The yogi then concentrates the vital force in the middle position, that is between the eyebrows. At this position, the yogi can think of the planet into which he wants to enter after leaving the body. He can then decide whether he wants to go to the Avanti Krishna in the transcendental Vaikunthas, from which you will not be required to descend into the material world, or to travel to higher planets in the material universe. The perfect yogi is at liberty to do either. For the perfect yogi, one attains success in the method of living his body in perfect consciousness, transforming from one planet to another is as easy as an ordinary man's walking to the grocery store. As already discussed, the metal body is just a covering of the spiritual soul. Mind and intelligence are the undercoverings, and the gross body of earth, water, air and so on is the overcoating of the soul. As such, any advanced soul who has realized himself by the yogic process, who knows the relationship between matter and spirit, can lift the ground. Similarly, by choice, the soul can regain paradise and return home back to God. Done a bad bargain. But is that bad bargain?
Choosing.
Yes. You have chosen a wrong thing, not right thing, isn't it? Chosen this material planet. So you are put into this material planet, and your spirit soul, you are covered up by metal balls, isn't it? This is the wrong choice, bad bargain. But make the best use of bad bargain. You understand? My Guru Maharaj says, make the best use of bad bargain. What is the best use? Yes. Whatever you have now, by bargaining you have got, whatever you have got, use it for the service of the Lord. That is the best use of bad bargain. You understand? That my Guru Maharaj says. The soul's choice. By choice the soul can regain paradise and return home back to Godhead. Critical time of death. One can place the vital force between the two eyebrows and decide where he wants to go. If he is reluctant to maintain any connection with the material world, he can, in less than a second, reach the transcendental Vaikuntha and appear there completely in a spiritual body which will be suitable for him in the spiritual atmosphere. He has simply to desire to leave the material world both in finer and grosser forms and then move the vital force to the topmost part of the skull and lift the body from the hole in the skull called the Brahmarandra. This is easy for one perfect in the practice of yoga. What with the free will and asserts, if he doesn't want to free himself of the material world, he may enjoy the life of Brahmapada, occupation of the post of Brahma, and visit Siddhaloka, the planets of materially perfect beings who have full capacities to control gravity, space and time. To visit these higher planets in the material universe, one need not give up his mind and intelligence finer matter, but need only give up the grosser matter, the metal body. Every planet has its particular atmosphere. And if one wants to travel to any particular planet within the material universe, one must adapt his material body to the climatic condition of the planet. For instance, if one wants to go from India to Europe, but the climatic condition is different, one has to change his dress accordingly. Similarly, a complete change of body is necessary if one wants to go to the transcendental planets of Vaikuntha. However, if one wants to go to the higher material planets, he can keep his finer dress of mind, intelligence and ego, but has to leave his gross dress body made of earth, water, fire, etc. Transcendental planet, it is necessary to change both the finer and gross bodies. For one has to reach the spiritual sky completely in a spiritual form. This change of dress will take place automatically, the time of death, if one so desires. In the Bhagavad Gita confirms that one can attain his next mental body according to his desires at the time he leaves his body. The desire of the mind carries the soul in a suitable atmosphere as the wind carries aromas from one place to another. Unfortunately, those who are not yogis but gross materialists, who throughout their lives indulge in sense gratification, are perturbed by the disarrangement of the bodily and mental condition at the time of death. Such gross sensualists, encumbered by the main ideas, desires and associations of the lives they have led. Desire something against their interest and thus foolishly take on new bodies that for peace where there are material miseries. The magic training of the mind and intelligence is therefore needed, so that at the time of death one may consciously desire a suitable body, either on this planet or another material planet or even a transcendental planet. A civilization that doesn't consider the progressive advancement of the mortal soul merely fosters a bestial life of ignorance. It is foolish to think that every soul that passes away goes to the same place. Either the soul goes to a planet it desires at the time of death, or upon leaving his body, is forced to accept a position according to his acts in his previous life. The difference between the materialist and the yogi is that the materialist cannot determine his next body. Whereas the yogi can consciously attain a suitable body for enjoyment in the higher planets. Throughout his life, gross materialist who is constantly absent gratification spends all day earning his livelihood to maintain his family, and at night wastes his energy in sex enjoyment, or else goes to sleep thinking about all he has done in the daytime. That is the monotonous life of the materialist. Although differently graded as businessmen, lawyers, politicians, professors, judges, police, pickpockets, laborers, and so on, materialists all simply engage in eating, sleeping, fearing, and sense gratification, and thus spoil their valuable lives pursuing luxury and neglecting to perfect their life for spiritual realization. However, try to perfect their life, and therefore Bhagavad Gita enjoins that everyone should become a yogi. Yoga is the system for thinking the soul in the service of the Lord. Only under superior guidance can one practice such yoga in his life without changing his social position. As already described, yogi can go anywhere he desires without mechanical help, for a yogi can place his mind and intelligence within the air circulating inside his body, and by practicing the art of breath control, he can mix that air with the air that flows all over the universe outside his body. With the help of this universal air, a yogi can travel any planet and get a body suitable for its atmosphere. We can understand this process by comparing it to the electronic transmission of radio messages. With radio transmitters, sound waves produced at a certain station can travel all over the earth in seconds. But sound is produced from the ethereal sky, and as already explained, subtler than the ethereal sky is the mind, finer than the mind is the intelligence. Spirit is still finer than intelligence, and by nature it is completely different from matter. Thus we can just imagine how quickly the spirit soul can travel through the universal atmosphere. To the stand of manipulating finer elements like mind, intelligence, and spirit, one needs appropriate training, an appropriate method of life, and appropriate association. Such training depends upon sincere prayers, devotional service, achievement of success in mystic perfection, and the successful merging oneself, the activities of the soul and super soul. A gross materialist, whether he be an empiric philosopher or scientist, a psychologist or whatever, cannot attain such success through blunt efforts and worthlessness. Millions are great sacrifice. Are comparatively better than gross or materialists who do not know anything beyond laboratories and test tubes. The advanced materialists who perform such sacrifices can reach the planet called Vaishvanara, a fairy planet similar to the sun. On this planet, which is situated on the way to Brahmaloka, the topmost planet in the universe, such an advanced materialist can free himself from all traces of vice and its effects. When such a materialist is purified, he can rise to the orbit of the pole star, Dhruva Loka. Within this orbit, which is called Sisumara Chakra, are situated Aditya Loka and Vaikuntha planet within this universe. Perform many sacrifices, undergone severe penances, and given the major portion of his wealth in charity, can reach such planets as Dhruva Loka. And if he becomes still more qualified there, he can penetrate still higher orbits and pass through the navel of the universe to reach the planet Mahabloka, where sages like Bhrigu Muni live. In Mahabloka, one can live even to the time of the partial annihilation of the universe. This annihilation begins when Anantadev, from the lowest position of the universe, produces a great blazing fire. The heat of this fire reaches even Mahabloka, and then the residents of Mahabloka travel to Brahmaloka, which exists for twice the duration of Pararth time. Vivid description. Vivid description. Very, very elaborate description and different processes, yogic process, materialistic process, then highest process is process of devotional service. He asked about Dhruva Loka. Dhruva had prayed to the Lord to give him such a position which is superior to than that of Brahma, Gopitama, great-grandfather, Brahma. And the Lord granted that planet Dhruva Loka. That means in complete annihilation, that Brahma Loka is annihilated. But though Dhruva Loka is in this material universe, it is never annihilated. It remains. And that Dhruva Loka is not in a more higher position, much higher position than that of elevated space, that of Brahma. That's as we understand from this description. But the only superior thing is that it is never annihilated. Great annihilation, complete annihilation.
Vaikuntha planet? It's completely Vaikuntha planet?
Like that. But it is in this material sphere. In this material sky it is, not spiritual sky. But it is not annihilated. That is. The Lord has granted such a planet that
does the boy reside there? Does Krishna in one form or another reside there?
Dhruva desired that.
No,
he granted the desire of
Dhruva. Does the Lord reside there?
raw desires.
Residing in Dhruva Loka.
Yes. Dhruva is a great devotee of the Lord. Where there is a devotee, there is a Lord. That we say.
Is there any description of what type of form?
What?
What form of Krishna is residing there?
No such description. No heart form.
Krishna form or something?
Krishna is a Paramahansa Krishna form, not in other form. 400 forms are there in Vaikuntha. And Krishna has innumerable forms. Ananta. Unlimited forms. Many, many forms. As came out Nrsimha from the pillar, this is one of the forms.